Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking into something called the Protelec difference. It's about how Protelec security plus safety handles commercial security.
Right. And what jumps out straight away is their history. They're a Western Canadian family business, been doing this for, what is it, over 56 years?
Yeah, 56 years, focused specifically on commercial security businesses, schools, that sort of thing.
That kind of track record? Well, it says a lot. But there's something else pretty remarkable.
Oh, what's that?
Their client loyalty. I mean, they have nearly 1,000 commercial customers who've been with them for over 25 years.
25 years? Wow.
And almost half their clients, nearly 50%, have been partners for 15 years or more. That's not typical.
No, definitely not. It makes you ask, you know, what are they doing differently? It seems to be this idea they call proactive protection.
Exactly. It's not just about the alarm going off after something happens. Their whole philosophy is geared towards preventing the incident in the first place.
Okay, preventing it. How does that work in practice? They mention these rings of protection.
Right, the rings of protection. Think of it like layers, starting from the outside of the property and working inwards.
So this outer ring, what does that involve?
Okay, so the outer ring is focused on the property's exterior and those obvious entry points. You've got cameras strategically placed.
Standard stuff, right? Cameras.
Well, yes, but here's a key bit. They often include two-way audio. So there are operators who are live in their monitoring center 24/7.
Uh-huh.
They can actually talk to someone approaching the building after hours. Imagine someone hanging around a loading bay late at night.
An operator can just come on the speaker.
Yep. Address them directly.
Mm-hmm.
That alone can deter a lot of potential trouble. And if it doesn't, they can dispatch authorities much faster knowing it's a real situation.
Okay. That's definitely proactive. What else in that outer ring?
You've also got the more traditional perimeter security sensors on all the doors, windows, the usual entry points, ready to trigger an alarm if breached.
Right.
And access controls often integrated here, too, at main entrances, so you know exactly which authorized staff are coming and going.
Makes sense. Secure the perimeter first. So then there's an inner ring.
That's right. If someone somehow gets past that outer layer, maybe through the roof or a crawl space, somewhere less obvious.
Right. Not just doors and windows.
Exactly. That's where the inner ring kicks in. Motion detectors inside, glass break sensors,
yeah,
detecting intrusion once someone's actually inside the building envelope.
Okay, another layer of defense, and then you mentioned a final ring. Sounds comprehensive.
It really is. The final ring moves beyond just intrusion. It's about monitoring environmental conditions and potential equipment failures, things that can cause just as much, if not more, damage than a break-in.
Like what kind of things?
Well, fire detection is a big one, smoke detectors, but also sensors for a rapid rise in temperature, carbon monoxide monitoring too.
Important safety stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But also things like temperature extremes, high or low humidity levels, AC power failures, even water flow sensors to detect leaks or burst pipes.
Ah, okay. So that could save a business from, say, a flood over the weekend.
Precisely. Or prevent equipment damage if the heating fails in winter. Or protect sensitive materials if the cooling goes down. It's about protecting the operation, not just the building, from theft.
So when you put all that together, this proactive approach, what's the real payoff for a business or an organization?
Well, the biggest benefit is reducing risk and avoiding costly problems. You're preventing damage from break-ins, sure, but also avoiding potentially huge costs from things like water damage, fire, ruined inventory from temperature issues, lost production because the power failed.
Yeah, all that downtime and unexpected expense.
Exactly. It's about keeping the business running smoothly, protecting assets in a much broader sense. Business continuity, really.
And delivering this relies heavily on their operations, right? They have their own monitoring center.
Yes, and that's crucial. It's a ULC-certified emergency monitoring center. Running 24/7, and they've been doing it since 1968. They monitor ULC-certified fire and burglary systems across Canada.
Having it in-house must give them more control.
Absolutely. They guarantee live operator response, always. No outsourcing that critical function. And their ULC certifications, plus being the first in Canada with TMA's 5-diamond rating, that signals a really high standard of operation.
You mentioned response times earlier, ULC-compliant times.
Right. They aim for under a minute for fire signals, under 2 minutes for burglary. In an emergency, that speed matters.
Definitely.
And they monitor a whole spectrum. Burglary, fire, hold-up alarms, medical alerts, those environmental sensors we talked about, power failures, floods, even lone worker safety checks. Plus, they use visual verification for commercial alarms where possible, which helps confirm if it's a real event.
Visual verification, so they can see what's happening.
If the system includes cameras linked to the alarm, yes. The operators can potentially see what triggered the alarm, leading to a more informed response, helps cut down on false dispatches too, and they keep secure call recordings for 24 months, which adds accountability.
And what about reliability? Can the monitoring center itself go down?
Well, they seem to have put a lot of thought into that. They talk about redundancy measures, UPS power backups, a diesel generator.
Okay, so power outages aren't an issue.
Multiple internet connections, redundant phone systems, even the ability for operators to work remotely if needed. And get this, they have a whole backup ULC monitoring facility ready to go.
A whole separate facility. Wow.
Yeah, it shows a serious commitment to making sure that monitoring never stops no matter what.
One last thing that stood out was their communication approach. They mentioned direct access, even to owners.
Yeah, apparently they provide personal cell numbers for company owners alongside dedicated account managers. That suggests they really prioritize being accessible and building strong client relationships. Not something you see often.
No, definitely not typical. So wrapping this up, the ProTelec difference seems to be rooted in this proactive layered rings of protection idea.
Right. It's about preventing issues across the board, security, environmental, operational, backed by their own really robust, redundant monitoring infrastructure.
And that long-term client loyalty we started with. Nearly 1,000 businesses sticking with them for over 25 years. That kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It really does. It suggests businesses see tangible value in that comprehensive preventative approach. They trust it.
It certainly makes you think, doesn't it? How could that kind of proactive strategy focusing on prevention and covering all those bases give your organization more peace of mind, maybe even save significant costs down the line? Something to consider.
Absolutely. It's about looking beyond just basic alarms.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the ProTelec difference. Lots to think about there.